The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Monday, March 5th, 2007, and Presidential Release number 349. I begin this presidential release with sad news from Florida. Tom Hartig, who served as treasurer of the National Federation of the Blind of Florida, who was active in our Newsline program, who was actively seeking funds for the National Federation of the Blind and working on long-term giving, has had a heart attack, and he died on the 16th of February. I am very sorry to have to tell you about that. Tom was a vibrant fellow, and we will greatly miss him. His interest, his excitement, his enthusiasm. So you might keep Tom in your prayers. The convention is coming. The convention is the first full week of July. We'll be on the regular schedule, meaning that we'll start on Saturday and we'll go through until Friday. Mrs. Jernigan has been to Atlanta to look at the convention hotel. There are plans to do massive remodeling in the hotel, and some of it is underway already, but the remodeling that is happening is being done behind the scenes, so it shouldn't affect the convention. The huge part of the remodeling project will start on the 10th of July, which is to say immediately following the close of our convention. You should get your reservations made at the Marriott Marquis Hotel in Atlanta. It is a spectacular place and the rates are extremely good, so get your reservations made for convention in Atlanta. Also, you should pre-register for convention registration. It is now open on our website. I have not done my registration this year, but I did do it online last year, and I contemplate doing it online this year, and I urge you to get your pre-registration done. I would like to have all people who are planning to be at the convention to pre-register. If we get everybody who knows that you're going to convention before June 1st registered in the pre-registration process, then we'll have much less work to do when we get to the convention. And it should go just like clockwork, as they say. There will be registration at the convention. Those who register at the convention will pay a registration fee of $20 and will pay a banquet fee of $40. Those who pre-register will have a discount. A registration will be $15 for pre-registrants, and the banquet ticket will be $35. So it'll be cheaper to do it before you get to convention. One of the items at this year's convention is our March for Independence. The March for Independence will be the beginning of the plenary sessions of the convention, and we will be stepping off on the 3rd of July, which is a Tuesday. That will be a great way to begin the full sessions of convention. We have been informed that joining us for this march will be John Lewis, who is a civil rights marcher from the 1960s. He led one of the first civil rights marches, this one in Selma, Alabama, and he is now a congressman from the Atlanta area. He will be part of the Independence March. I have an announcement from Kevin Worley here, who will tell us about how to get in shape for the convention starting now, but preparing for this summer and the Independence March.
Quiet on the set.
Quiet, please.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and greetings, fellow Federationists. So the groundhog told us that spring was almost here. Let's have the top 10 ways we can all get in shape for spring. Number 10, walk briskly to your phone or your computer and register now to participate in the first ever National Federation of the Blind March for Independence. There's still time to register and participate. It will put a spring in your step. Number 9, stand up, speak up at chapter meetings. Lift that phone, call a friend, get them to register now. Number 8, Exercise your hand-mind coordination by writing emails or letters to family members, friends, associates. Ask them to please send a donation in support of your participation in the upcoming March for Independence. Be strong. Tell them how important the NFB is to you and so many others. Number 7, get pumped up. Break through any fears you might have about making the big ask. Number 6, become a champion. Grab hold of that NFB can-do spirit, because you can. Remember that we carry the weight for generations of blind people to come. We worked hard to build the Institute. We must raise the money to build the programs. Remember now, these are the top 10 ways we can all get in shape for spring. Number 5, stretch. Stretch out. Get out of your comfort zone. Make what you might think of as the difficult ask. Stretch. Ask someone you might think wouldn't ordinarily be approachable for you. Remember that these are the people we really need to reach out to educate, to gain their support. The number 4 way to get in shape for spring. No pain, no gain. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. So get out there in your community. Walk your neighborhood, your workplace, your school, and gain the support you need to march with your NFB team in the first ever March for Independence. Remember that a quitter never wins and a winner never quits. And don't use overworked sports cliches or metaphors. Ways to get in shape for spring include number 3, build. That's right. Build your own web page on our brand new NFB March for Independence site. You can register there. You can build a page about you, write articles about yourself, or get an article that has been written about you. You can put pictures up there and encourage your friends to go to your web page. Learn more. All you have to do is go to www.marchforindependence.org. www.marchforindependence.org. It will be fun. The number 2 way to get in shape: talk the talk, walk the walk. Begin taking brisk walks around your neighborhood, around your block. Organize chapter walks. Remember that 5K is about 3.2 miles. So begin getting in shape now. Let's get strong and make an impression on the public about the independence and the spirit of the National Federation of the Blind. And the number 1 way to get in shape for spring is to do the heavy lifting. Pick up a stack of our mini march cards, put your name on the cards, and hand them off to everyone you meet, everyone you know. Encourage them to fund your effort. Remember to lift them and carry them everywhere. They aren't very heavy, but repeated repetitions, while not strenuous, will make us all strong. Set your goals high. Get all of your contributions in by May 31st, 2007. Those are the top 10 ways we can all get in shape. See everyone at the March for Independence in Atlanta on July 3rd. Thank you, Dr. Bauer.
That's a wrap.
At the convention, we will also need to have dialysis for diabetics who come to the convention. And here is an announcement. Will Schwatka will read it from Ed Bryant.
Dialysis at National Convention. During this year's annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind in Atlanta, Georgia, Saturday, June 30th to Friday, July 6th, dialysis will be available. Individuals requiring dialysis must have a transient patient packet and physician's statement filled out prior to treatment. Conventioners must have their unit contact the desired location in the Atlanta area for instructions well in advance. Note: the convention headquarters will be in the Atlanta Marriott Marquis, 265 Peachtree Center Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia 30303. You can find dialysis units and how to reach them by going to www.dialysisfinder.com. There are many centers in the Atlanta area, but the area is quite large, so early reservation is strongly recommended. Here are some dialysis locations. All of these are less than 1 mile from the headquarters hotel. Atlanta Midtown, 489 Peachtree Street, Suite 100, Atlanta, Georgia 30308. Phone 1-866-889-6019. Fax 404-874-8803. Midtown Dialysis, 121 Linden Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia 30308. Phone 1-866-889-6019. 6019. Fax 404-817-6644. Ralph McGill Dialysis Center, 448 Ralph McGill Boulevard, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30312. Phone 1-866-889-6019. Fax 404-872-2547. Dialysis Clinic Incorporated, 820 West Peachtree Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30308. Phone 404-888-4520. Fax 404-888-4529. Atlanta, Decatur Street, 400 Decatur Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30312. Phone 1-866-889-6019. Fax 404-577-9196.
The National Federation of the Blind has recently become partners with the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped in conducting the proofreading program of the National Library Service to get people to be certified to proofread Braille. This will help blind people all over the country, and since the last presidential release, the first Namath Braille proofreader was certified in the Library of Congress program, with the National Federation of the Blind helping with the process. So I'm very proud of that, and it's great to report to you that this has happened. Many times we will need to find people who are good at dealing with or teaching Braille or doing proofreading in Braille, so if you have questions about this program, please let me know. Jennifer Dunham of Minnesota is the person who is managing this for us in the National Federation of the Blind, and I will be glad to give you contact information for her. I have an announcement here from Mary Noel Chamberlain and Martin Chamberlain of Iowa, who say that they have been trying to adopt a blind child from China. Mary Noel Chamberlain is a blind person herself and is a teacher. They have run out of money to do this in the adoption process. They have spent quite a bit, maybe $10,000 they estimate, and they think they need another $15,000 and travel expenses to complete the adoption process. If you would like to be of help to them in getting their adoption completed, in helping to fund it, you may contact Mary Noel Chamberlain at lemonjuze@yahoo.com. This is an email address. Lemon juice, it looks like to me. lemonjuze@yahoo.com. I mentioned, I think, on the last presidential release that the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader has a currency reader in it, and I think Jim Gashel was demonstrating it. He had a $100 bill, as I remember. I'm pleased that the $100 bill is back in my pocket. That's where it came from. In any case, if you want to get a hold of a Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind reader with the currency reader in it, you should call here to the National Center for the Blind and talk with Anne Marie Laney, who is the person who is managing that part of the program for us. The telephone number is 410-659-9314, and her extension is 2219. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and Barry Hond of Baltimore, Maryland, has sent me anagrams. Now, an anagram is a word or set of words that, when you rearrange the letters, makes another word or set of words. And he says, try slot machine. That becomes cash lost in me. David Hutchins of Kansas says, when the psychology teacher asked the class members who thought they were stupid to stand up, no one did stand up until a small boy rose. The teacher said, do you think you're stupid? He responded, no, I just hate to see you standing there alone. David Stayer of New York says, no one has more driving ambition than the boy who wants a car. Or, the problem with bucket seats is that not everybody has the same sized bucket.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.